It's reported that the Sangin district of Afghanistan is now almost entirely under Taliban control, but the Afghan Defence Ministry said fighting was continuing. Nathan Morley reports.
There are conflicting reports about the situation on the ground, but all make grim reading. The Taliban say their fighters have now seized the entire district. The police headquarters and the main government building fell to the Taliban on Wednesday. Afghan journalist Akmal Dawi says the situation is now desperate.
Although the Taliban have claimed that they have taken over the Sangin district, Afghan officials still contest that and say there are Afghan forces still remaining in Sangin district. We also managed to have contacts with Afghan security forces who are besought in Sangin district. They have requested immediate reinforcements, and some of them even told us that they have prepared their own graves if Afghan reinforcement forces are not sent to push back the Taliban from Sangin district.
The deterioration of the security situation has been criticised by the former head of the British Army, Lord Dannett. He said that when the area was handed over to Afghan security forces from the British Army, it was secure.
Now, that was then, this is now, and circumstances have changed. The Taliban once again have decided to contest the space, contest Sangin. One asks why? Well, probably to do with the heroin trade, and the drugs trade has got quite a lot to do with that.
On Tuesday, the British government said that a small contingent of British troops had been sent to Helmand in an advisory role. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.